This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm here with Augustine Pescatore, the president of the National Association of School Safety and Law Enforcement Officials, and the commander of the Philadelphia School District Office of School Safety. How are you doing today, Commander Pescatore?
Okay, Paul, fine.
Following the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, there has been a focus on presence of law enforcement officers in the nation's schools and what can be done to prevent similar incidents from occurring in the future. What is your organization's view on the issue, and I guess what has been done and currently is being done to keep schools safe?
Well, certainly we would agree with the president in wanting a school resource officer, and many of people have come forward to have a school police officer or an SRO or school safety officer in every school. The point is that they must be trained. You just can't throw, just because someone's titled a security officer or even a police officer. They have to be trained, because policing in schools is much different than policing on the streets. An officer typically is and on the beat, you know, writing tickets and preventing crime is quite different from patrolling a school and dealing with juveniles from day to day.
How do you think such shootings have been handled by police within schools and I guess in the area as well?
The Newtown, Connecticut shooting tragedy, major police departments have been changing the philosophy behind active shooters, particularly in schools.
Yes.
Prior to, I'd say at least in the past year, 18 months, the response in a major city was for the responding police officers to just contain the shooter and wait for SWAT, special weapons and tactics, to respond. But now it's an aggressive approach to any active shooter in a school. As soon as any shooting starts, that whatever police officer is on the scene will advance and engage the shooter. So the police departments across the nation have been keeping up with and changing their tactics with active shooters in school, and particularly in schools.
What kind of training for school officers has there been before in Newtown shooting even? And because there are, of course, other school shootings that do occur. What kind of training has been in place, do you think, as of the last couple of years? It's been more than it has in the past as far as, like you said, active shooter training and other types of for other types of incidents?
Well, the major tragedies that occur to school shootings, when you actually have, children and school staff shot or even killed, that was the major onus to have a change in philosophy about how they handle an active shooter. You know, the day-to-day work of a school police officer, a school safety officer is another story altogether when it comes to training. You're talking about an officer who has to be trained to in threat assessment. You have to have an officer who's trained to recognize how to handle not only physically disabled children, but also mentally disabled children. It's a quite different job, as I said before, than the day in day out of a beat officer on the street to an SRO or a school police officer who's in the school every day. You have to be aware of discipline policies in the school. You have to know how to deal with kids who may not have had you know, breakfast or lunch, you know, come in with dirty clothes and realize that that may be a problem or the reason why a kid may be acting out?
Some municipalities and police departments have actually moved to take the city or the town police force and put officers within schools. You know, some of those officers may not be trained as, you know, school officers. Do you think that there are challenges there when a city's police force tends to just put the officers in the school without that, I guess, the knowledge that those that are trained as school police officers would have?
Well, certainly it's going to be a challenge. And any new position and any new job is a challenge. I think it would be up to those individual principals and individual schools, because, as I said before, depending on the needs of a school, you know, you have a rural school out sitting in the middle of, nowhere, and the response is going to be 20 minutes to a half an hour for maybe a state police officer to respond. Now you have a local officer assigned.
Okay.
So it cuts down that 20 minutes, 30 minutes response time. The principal may want, you know, a strict, just a law enforcement protect the integrity of the perimeter of the school versus an officer is going to come in and interact with the kids. Certainly he's going to have some interaction with the kids, you know, be there on the sidewalk at the bus, you know, where the bus unloads the kids and greet the kids so they know him and he'll get to know the kids. But it's really, it's quite individual. Like I was speaking prior, that there's a big difference when everyone uses this terminology interchangeably, school safety, school security, school policing, and an SRO. So it's really up to that principal to address the type of police officer, what he wants that police officer to do.
Okay.
In the example you gave, you know, plugging and taking a municipal officer and just plugging him into the school.
Okay, and what is your organization's view on as far as how school safety is handled overall in the nation? You know, are there enough officers in schools? Is it tied to the budgetary reasons?
Well, certainly, all manpower is tied to budgets. It's all tied to budgets. And what we have found is lately, in the past 4 or 5 years, school districts have become more aware of safety and security in the schools. There's a lot new under the sun with technology that helps, you know, with manpower issues. But again, you need the budget. Cameras, you know, CCTV systems, electronic door locks, audiovisual systems, electronic entry, swipe cards, even now, you know, to the use of bionics to open doors where you use a student's fingerprint, you know, a single fingerprint on a forefinger or an index finger to get in and out of the school. So there's a lot out there. And we see more and more that schools want to know about these things and are becoming more aware. It's a shame that, you know, the interest spikes when we have tragedies like school shootings, but the approach also, you know, that they're realizing now has to be a comprehensive approach. You know, the counselor, the mental health counselor, the custodian, the teacher, the administrator, they all have to be talking to each other, you know, not keep it to themselves when they see, a certain student starting to become a loner, you know, starting to have, dress a little differently, dress you know, wearing the you know, the proverbial cowboy duster, you know, all of a sudden. So they have to be talking to each other, and I think they're learning that now. They are learning that the approach to school safety has to be comprehensive, down to and including the custodian. But it's not just safety, you know, it's mental health. It's the school counselor. It's observation, you know, even if you want to take the example of Homeland Security, see something, say something, right? Don't keep it to yourself. And it goes to the courts when you actually catch someone. You know, the question was put to me before about, you know, when people with guns are arrested or with drugs are arrested on school property or near school property. I said, we already have those laws, you know, the enhanced sentencing. But we need the judges to give the enhanced sentence. There's laws that exist already that protect, you know, perimeters of schools.
So also along with the, like following the Newtown shooting, there of course has been a huge, large debate on gun control and over, you know, so-called assault weapons and large magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like school safety has actually gotten lost in the discussion? Because that, you know, that has dominated, really dominated everything on the news, you know, every day since December 14th. Do you think that, you've heard some talk about school safety, but do you feel like that's sort of been drowned out?
I don't think so. I think that they're, you know, making that part of the approach to school safety. You know, you're always going to, it's, you know, typical of when they try to pass a bill in the House. There's always, it's for one thing, you know, you think it's for one thing, and then another senator wants to attach something, another senator wants to attach something. I think that's the case here. It's not to get away from school safety. I think it's to address something connected to school safety.
Okay. And, you know, along with the, you know, gun control debate and all the other things that you have going on out there, you know, have some of these school districts that are considering, or at least, you know, lawmakers in that district want to make it be okay so that teachers are allowed to bring guns within the schools.
Okay.
And what's your guys' stance on that? Is that something that would help?
Our guy's stance on that is teachers should teach and the police should police.
Okay.
So reading between the lines is no, teachers should not be armed.
Okay. Okay. And I guess you know, the last question I'll ask you is for, you know, your regular, I guess, beat officers out there, as far as, you know, what is the interaction a lot of times between the city or town police and the school police, and how, like you guys in Philly with the city department, how is that interaction, and when big incidents like Newtown occur, how is that right now, and does it need to be improved? Or?
I can tell you that Philadelphia enjoys a fantastic both professional and personal liaison with the Philadelphia Police Department. Some of our officers, I think we're down to about 10% are retired Philadelphia police officers.
Okay.
We typically train we have police commissioner has given us 75 officers in addition to our school police department that typically patrol high schools. Their beat are the high schools. and interact with our officers on a day-to-day basis. We are in direct communication with the Philadelphia Police Department. Our radios, we're capable of switching over to their major bands, talk bands, and when we have an emergency, we don't have to run to the phone and dial 911. We just switch over right over to the major police band and talk directly to police dispatchers.
Okay. And how do you think, how important is that relationship within, a school district to have that with the municipality police?
Well, it's very important. It's very important because we're to the point now where we know what we have to do and the Philadelphia Police Department knows what they have to do in a response. I mean, we're working side by side with them, and when something happens, a major incident, it may be less than a shooting, that our guys are side by side in the fray with the Philadelphia Police Department. So I would be an ideal model for those school districts that have a school police department, but are not necessarily, have sworn officers but are not armed.
Yeah.
To have that kind of relationship with the municipal police department.
And, also, and this will be my last question, along with, the gun debate, not only have there been calls out there with Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, had the suggestion before that there should be armed police officers in every school. Since some schools do not have armed officers, is that something that you guys think would help? And, is that something that should be looked at?
Well, it should be looked at because we have schools that tucked away somewhere on acreage, of suburbia, and their response from their municipal department, it may not even be from a municipal department, that the township or the city they're in may be policed by the state police. So it's really there's like no national rule.
Yeah.
That's going to apply because every school is different.
Yeah.
From the socioeconomic breakdown of the students to whether it's an urban school or a suburban school, the relationship that district or that school has with their police department, there are many variables to consider. But should it be considered? Certainly. Certainly should be considered.
Okay, well, Commander Pescatore, I thank you for joining me today and taking time out of your day to talk to me about these issues.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Right.